Now that you're on your way to becoming a masterclass storyteller, we'll be learning to shape these stories into hypnotic stories on a CD9, which is the extension and final part to the things you've been learning here. And now I'd like you to realize a few things that you'll probably experience on your journey to becoming a masterclass storyteller. These exercises I've created for you have been designed very specifically to build your brain into a storytelling brain. So do these exercises frequently, like going to the gym. The more you do them, the better you'll become at this. Now, at the moment, I'm not right fussed about how much of a hypnotic content you have or how real the stories are. But what you'll notice happening is over time, as you get more and more used to this and your brain kind of relaxes into the rhythm of storytelling, you'll notice that your unconscious mind will naturally begin to remind you of stories in your own life that fit the criteria that have been set out. So whether you're talking about one of the emotional story exercises or the incorporation exercises, at some point, one of the items might remind you of something funny that happened to you or something normal that happened to you. And so suddenly you'll want to slip into a real story, and that's fine. You see, over time, they'll happen more and more, and eventually, it'll actually be easier for you to find a normal story out of your own life than the ones you made up. So making up stories is really just training wheels. There's nothing that prevents you from making up stories with other people as well. But if you want to keep things authentic and real in the interactions that you're doing, you want to also be able to share real stories about yourself and your own past. And when you do that, storytelling will hook in naturally to your experiences and let it come through. Expect it to happen. It will happen. And when it does, just smile and recognize it. The other thing that's going to happen is that some of the stories you tell, whether you invent them or they come out of your own life, or even the lives of friends or people that you've read about, as you talk about these things more and more, eventually you'll start coming across one or two stories which you absolutely adore, which have a great impact on people, which are a cut above the rest. These stories I'm going to invite you to write down. Not the whole story word for word, mind, just the highlights of it. And as you write it down, you'll be able to rehearse it and use this as a stock of stories that are going to be there for you whenever you need them. So this stock of stories will be something you'll be able to trot out again and again and again and refine each time to have certain effects. So for example, I have some stories which I naturally think of whenever I want to build rapport with people. These are stories about my past, about things I've been doing, and about who I am as a person. And these stories naturally come to my mind as I talk to someone else. Everyone does this instinctively. This is what natural storytellers do. Only difference is that you're going to have the capacity of both having some stock stories as a backup and to know that you can rely on them. And you'll also have the ability to either make up or spontaneously remember stories that fit the exact situation that you happen to be in. Now, an important point to remember. When you have a stock story that you've remembered and want to trot out once again, the best way to kill that story is to memorize it word for word and then just repeat it and have absolutely no life in it whatsoever at all. No. The way you keep a story alive, and this, by the way, is the secret of the old storytellers of Europe, of the shaman of Africa, of any of the masters of storytelling throughout time. The secret is, the story itself is just a series of highlights, of high points that you keep inside your mind. Now, when you talk to someone, all you're going to do is unpack those highlights using all your other linguistic skills, your ability to use sensory-rich language, your tonality, your ability to offer better descriptions. And you're going to either expand the story or contract it. A masterclass storyteller can tell the same story in a minute or in an hour, depending on what the audience needs to hear, wants to hear, and what the point is trying to bring across. The old school of storytellers, where all of the fairy tales come from, like the Brothers Grimm, for example, had a stock of stories, maybe 5 or 10, and they would tell these stories over and over and over again to the same people in their village. And the reason people would love to hear these over and over again is precisely because he wouldn't tell quite the same story each time. He'd change the nuances, the rhythm, the pace, the timing. Sometimes it would take a long time to make the way through the forest. At other times, he'd be through the forest in a few minutes and he'd spend much longer time in the witch's hut. It all depends on what other people need to hear at that point in time. When your signal recognition system is wide open and alert, you'll be able to see the reactions of people around you, and you'll be able to craft the story in a way that they want to hear. Remember, your signal recognition system is key, because it's your key to going to their unconscious mind and presenting a story that will captivate them, because they want and need to listen to it. At that point, you can put in your own content and the embedded suggestions and all the other things that you do, and really create a marvelous hypnotic experience for someone.